This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Colleagues, friends, admirers will be paying their final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning for a private ceremony in the Great Hall, attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose there for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. She died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Ginsburg's death has sparked a political debate over her replacement, with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election, which would give the court a solid 6-3 conservative majority. Well, volunteers planted 20,000 miniature U.S. flags on the grounds of the Washington Monument in the nation's capital Tuesday, the day the nation reached 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. Each flag represented 10 victims who have perished since the virus first arrived in the U.S. earlier this year. During an interfaith religious service held at the monument to mark the grim occasion, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the high death toll was preventable and urged the nation to embrace science to prevent any future losses. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump mocked his Democratic presidential rival, Joe Biden, for wearing a face mask in public. While speaking to his supporters in Pittsburgh Tuesday, Trump said, why did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been discharged from the hospital in Berlin, where he was being treated after falling ill on a domestic flight over Siberia last month, and then airlifted to Berlin while still in a coma. Berlin says tests in Germany, France, and Sweden determined Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent, and the West has determined an explanation from the Russian government is warranted. Moscow has said it is yet to see evidence of a crime and has declined to open an investigation so far. Instead of opening a pre-investigation probe, Kremlin has denied any involvement. Navalny had said he would return to Russia when he is sufficiently recovered. The UN General Assembly annual debate is underway, and combating and eliminating the coronavirus pandemic was the major topic of discussion on Tuesday. Global leaders meeting virtually this year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide surpassing 31 million with more than 960,000 deaths so far. From China, the country where the virus is believed to have originated, President Xi Jinping promised it would be defeated. He announced that Beijing would provide an additional $50 million to the UN's COVID-19 Global Humanitarian Response Plan, and said his country is making progress on a vaccine. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to take a government shutdown off the table this fall, giving a big bipartisan vote to a temporary government-wide funding bill on Tuesday night. The agreement comes only after President Trump prevailed in a behind-the-scenes fight over his farm bailout. The stopgap measure will keep federal agencies fully up and running into December. And the woman accused of sending a ricin letter to President Trump, was formally charged on Tuesday with threatening the president. Court in Buffalo, New York, requested a court-appointed attorney, and the judge magistrate entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us. VOANews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.